A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, August 11, 2023. And I am your host tonight, Evans Zininga. And tonight we are discussing the upcoming general elections with just 12 days to go to the polls. You know, this is the second presidential election since Robert Mugabe's nearly four decades in power ended in 2017. Zimbabwe has invited international observers to monitor the elections. Political parties, especially the major ones, ZANU-PF and the Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC, are jostling for votes as their campaign trails are in full swing. The battle throttle with an almost certain note that the battle lines have been drawn. It's a ZANU-PF and CCC election. CCC leader Nelson Chamisa has unveiled 20 ambitious actions that he says his government will be running on, as well as the Christian values embedded in it, while his counterpart, ZANU-PF Emmerson Mnangagwa, said if people do not vote for his party and him for president, they would not go to heaven. Oh my goodness. A mouthful there from the president of Zimbabwe. But before we delve much into our main topic, let's take a look at what is happening elsewhere in the world. After ruling for 38 years, Cambodia's Prime Minister Hun Sen is transferring power to his son Hun Manet. The heir will be confirmed by the National Assembly on August 22. He is inheriting a changing nation, and VOA's Chitra Chap gives us this report.
3 days after what many call a sham election, Asia's longest-serving leader, Hun Sen, announced he will let his son, Hun Manet, take the Cambodia Prime Minister's seat in August. The 70-year-old leader has ruled Cambodia with a tight grip for 38 years. Before the July 23rd election, he banned the main opposition Candlelight Party, saying it misfiled paperwork. His ruling Cambodian People's Party won with a margin of 78% against 17 small parties.
With the absence of a party that has a lot of support in the country, the election was not a legitimate process. It was neither democratic nor constitutional.
With China as his closest ally, Hun Sen has said losing Western trade and tax benefits doesn't worry him. What concerns him now, analysts say, is the smooth transfer of power to his son.
Queuing up this transition while Hun Sen still has some energy and the ability to shape politics behind the scenes was important for him.
Strangio said Hun Sen's legacy is the longest spell of peace and growth in Cambodia histories of upheaval, discord, revolution, and civil war. This has come with a cost of a wide gap between the powerful rich who operate with impunity and the ordinary Cambodians who lack access to justice and public accountability. Cambodia enjoyed an average annual growth of 7% between 1998 and 2022, according to the World Bank. The nation's population of 16.7 million people is young. More than 70% are under 30 years old, according to Oxfam. This younger population, who were not directly affected by the wars, has been a challenge for Hun Sen. In the 2013 election, they supported the now dissolved opposition, Cambodian National Rescue Party. Strangio said the future prime minister and the CPP won't be able to rely on the so-called thank you peace strategy to claim legitimacy.
The party's going to find itself facing another an upsurge of opposition, whether or not that opposition can find its voice through a competitive election.
But 45-year-old Hun Manet, a graduate of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point with a PhD in economics, is one of a new generation of CPP leaders.
Young leaders selected from the CPP share the party's spirit of loving the country and the people. They are equipped with qualified education and experience fitted for the modern age.
And while critics see Hun Manet's advancement as evidence of the family's grip on power. Many young Cambodians appear excited by the coming change.
There is a high chance of betterment in the new generation leader who is familiar with modern facilities.
Chatra Chap, VOA News, Washington.
And moving on, today the opposition CCC held a rallies in Wange and Victoria Falls that were addressed by its leader Nelson Chamisa. Let's take a look.
We are only going to have 15 ministries, lean and mean cabinets. And our winter minister can also get delivery. Our winter minister of finance can have a Marimunica. And minister must provide and deliver. Those are true to the other Aripa. Uka kuza Aripa was to Sama Oko. Akachena, Urotaka Bata Bata Mono, Vaga Bata Zikuru, Mukuzei, Kutimoka.
Triple C leader there, Nelson Chamisa, speaking at a rally in Matabeleland North. The ruling party, ZANU-PF, also had its rally in Wange Rural, where the Speaker of Parliament, Jacob Mudenda, addressed the supporters.
Mwali kete UMP onguye wezampil litombo eliza figa e parlamente lape kukela kona. Na i parlamente inju yomtejo yonke ekonapa ezweni kulape kuzwa kona. Na mwa ungu speaker kumbe loo okokela e parliament. Asuwe spika wala kuzala kona kupela. Umukokeli indawana zonke.
And that was Speaker of Parliament Jacob Mudenda speaking at a rally in Wange today. And on that note, let's take a quick break. Please do not go away. We will be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see, we connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And welcome back. For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. And tonight, we are discussing preparations for general elections to be held on August 23. And to discuss this issue, we are joined first by ZANU-PF's Information Officer, Takudzwa Gambiza. And also we have Triple C's Latawanda Dzokora, based here in the U.S. And we also have MDC's Lloyd Damba, the presidential spokesperson for MDC. Welcome to Live Talk, gentlemen.
Thank you, Ivanza. Thank you, Muria Zimbabwe.
Right, varume nyayari pano mazuva asara mashoma taswedera kuma elections tiri kunzwa zvakawanda kuma campaign kuri kutaurwa zvakawanda uko ndiri kuda kuti regai titange nava Gambiza. We recently heard the president saying people who vote for ZANU-PF and him to be president will go to heaven. Makazvizvawo here izvo? Is this appropriate to say, comrade?
It's appropriate when we are talking in political terms. When the president talks of going to heaven for voting in 2021, it's meant to excite people. But what is this saying? ZANU-PF is a party, Yagatari Gwantenga. Because ZANU-PF, we have to say, but there's no doubt about it. And ZANU-PF is the party that has been chosen by the heavens to lead this country to prosperity, because it represents the interests of the people. The party that the people at heart, and it's a party that even what the only do wakawana kuti ya kukodera kuti takubaba kusunungura nyika. It has that historical background of being the liberated party that liberated this country. Was NPF emanated from the unification of the two forces that were there during the liberation struggle, which was PF ZAPU and ZANU. It then formed ZANU-PF in 1987. So these are the two political forces that liberate the country. So when the president speaks of saying, when he says, whoever votes for ZANU-PF will go to heaven, it is quite certain, and it is the truth.
All right. Regai ndikubatei pamuromo vaGambiza muchigadzirira kuenda kudenga. Vadzokora, ndoziya muri kuvaviwa kuda kupindura vaGambiza. What's your take to what Mr. Gambiza is saying?
I don't have any take because he's not saying anything. This is madness. It's blasphemy. You know, we know that people go to heaven because of God. People go to heaven because of their acts, because of what they do, what they are doing on earth here. What Emmerson Mnangagwa is doing and ZANU-PF are saying is that God is equal to ZANU-PF. And there is nothing like that, you know. So, nungu chandongo taura vana ve Zimbabwe, beche kuti gatiregedzei kuterera zvisina maturo. Ngatitererei President Chamisa vari kutaura nezveZimbabwe itsva, Zimbabwe for everyone, Zimbabwe that will provide mining opportunities for everyone, a Zimbabwe that will provide agricultural opportunities for everyone, a Zimbabwe that is going to provide jobs for everyone, a Zimbabwe that will provide education and health for everyone.
Right.
That is what is worth listening to.
Vadzokora, thank you so much for responding. I know kuti vatamba vakamirirawo ndichauya kwamuri manje manje vatamba nekuti ndine umwe mvunzo pano andoda kukandirawo vadzokora. We also had the Triple C president vachamisa vachiti when he is elected he will run the government on Christian values. Now my question in regards to that is what happens to the diversity and inclusivity that he has been talking about? Timbodzoka kwamuri vadzokora.
Zimbabwe is already a Christian nation. We believe in God. The majority of the people believe in God. But that doesn't necessarily mean that President Chamisa will not tolerate other nationalities or other people that believe in other ways. He is already a man who believes in African traditional religion. That's why you see him in his home area. That's why you see him everywhere, even with the old people that do not believe in Christian values. You know, they believe in their own traditional religion, which is called ATR. It's a form of religion. He interacts with them. He talks with them. So it means he will definitely be tolerant to every religion that exists in the world. We have in our midst, in Triple C, we have people that belong to different nationalities, and he talks to them, he interacts with them, he respects the differences, the individual differences that are there between Christians and others.
Maakuparidza vadzokora manzvenga nzvenga asi mataura. Ndoda kuti tidedze vatamba. MDC, we have seen the party being rocked with resignations and defections, and we recently saw your leader, Vamonzora, pulling out of the presidential race. How is this being received by your supporters, Vadamba?
And I want to thank to the seven and the multiple platforms and the people engaged together. She will take you to, yes, you have seen my defections, yes, you have seen my resignations from witness today in particular. But in my resignations, I think Kutanga critica, I think my resignations can have my treasure or betrayal. Anakutanga Nazi. They go as far back as biblical times. Even Judas Iscariot Akanga are the treasure of Jesus Akamuramba in the 11th hour. Even Peter Akanga Akapumisa Jesu Mininiwi, Kushakumagumu Akamuramba in the 11th hour. And Mukatasakuti politically, Zanu Piaka split out from Zapu, Ichibaku, Piano for Mazanu, Zanu, Zoom, Taka, Ma split, they are not just only a reserve of the MGC. As Anitakuma Patriot, my revolution, they are incomplete. And then, Matisse, the president, Rakabuda Mures. Mm. That is very true. But in my reasons, our couple of race was that Takanya said articulate Monsieur Mandy. Chimichek Tanga, Takashoropota, Takashoropota reported the limitation. Takata inocuped a 20% threshold. That's number one. 20% threshold in Kayakuti among my constituents is only 54,000, among 30,000, among 10,000 to 12,000. Pakawia 8. Kuchimani Mani quite a flag. Makoni with quite a maflat. Why could you money Makatu or 20 pigs? Why could Makoni or 20 pigs? The Shibaki. I could money Anu Rano Panama Cup. Why could Makoni with Rano Panama big pig? Sakai is on those who are Tiko Parisa. If you go in the Kotaka court to change the limitation report at Nakuta, I take a Naya in my election. But in Naya, they could distribute my national and state resources. That is true. 87 of our members who are frustrated. We don't control the banking system in this country as an opposition. So then the others plus, like frustrated, systematically on the day of nomination. So by trend right now, my polling stations are under 11,000 just last week. But in the middle of this election, my polling stations are being added, meaning Kutigazukutaura. My boundaries are being changed. My boundaries are removed, the limitation report are not clear. They have continued to add more polling stations. Right.
Hold on, I just want to finish.
The European Union, they account at £3 million. They put in my polling agents up that down. For all the three political parties, £1 million for each. That is an UPF in the 11th hour, Yakaramba. But how do you go to an election with number monitors?
Yeah, Mataura.
For all these reasons, this election is a fast election. We don't want to complain after the election. We are complaining before the election.
Mataura nyaya dzakawanda vadamba. I wish also kuti tidzokere kwamuri tigozodzizeya zvakanaka. Ndoda kuti ndimbodzoka kwamuri vagambiza. ZANU PF nhasi taona kwanga kune marali kumatevele lenduko. Taonawo pari kutaurwa nyaya dzakawanda. Mubvunzo wangu kwamuri wochiti zvii zvamuri kuita imi sebato rezanu PF zvichaita kuti mumeke shuwa kuti munohwina musarudzo dziri kuuya idzi?
Ndoda kutenda nemubvunzo wangu wakaisvonaka. Kutanga tandoda kuti ndizivise rizi rezimbabwe rekuti zanu PF ibato ravo, zanu PF ibato zanu. Ari kubato remunhu ndere vanhu iwo kana in each being rino zvarinoita nevanhu dhatai muri kuka kuti musazhinji zanu PF inotangira pasero izokwira pakanji izokwira padistrict izokwira province yezenda kunational izvi tinozvinoitirwei kuti zanu PF inge ine vanhu iva nezviwa nguva nenguva unlike apati mamwe atiuibonzira yekuti anezvezvaane vanhu vatatu ndoezvaairipo the resiambit izvi tikiritirie kuti vanhu edu ndo vanoziva zvinobuva pagrafu dhatai takavatakava nepolicy devolution tikati devolution ngaiitwe with all of the administrative powers to the district level, kuti magnitude of vanhu at the district level, be it a hospital, be it a road, be it the need to run a registration, be it the food, 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 be it the food.
Aha.
Ndoda kukubatai pamuromo zvekare.
Regai nditendere ndikubatei pamuromo.
Kubata muromo ndanyatoparura.
Ndinodzoka kwamuri, ndinodzoka. Regai tinzwewo Triple C vari kutaurawo kuti vari kuhwina zvine mutsindo kwavari kufamba uku. Vadzokora, zviwo zvamuri kuita imi sebato reTriple C kuti muhwine sarudzo idzi, tiri kunzwa muchiti mundohwina zvine mutsindo. Tanzwa kuti taruza vadzokora. Alright, regai ndijambire kuna vadamba. Vadamba, let's come back to you. Where is the MDC going from here?
The MDC is going to go back on the drawing board. It is going to go back to the people and consult the people on the way forward. Because the MDC is a people's project. So I have to get back to the branch, to get back to the ward, to get back to our structures and say it's a good NDP from here. But mind you, I see your election is the same Zimbabwe and I see your tank. So I have to support the don't worry, people who are moving into the leadership, Takatora position, Tawana could be election here, I think, and I saw Winika. You could him cut out his wake at all my players instead of becoming my free. Saka, to get a break to our supporters, to get a break to the people of Zimbabwe and say, could we are the defenders of the democratic space? And you know our performance, Banagatri, and the team of government. Makawa and a police document that Taka Lonja. You know, the last one that Taka Kunema MPs that are frustrated while we are telling them to mobilize the people for the next election. Taka, we are not dead. We are still there. It is too early for anybody to write an epitaph on the MDC. It's too early.
Gambiza, ndo dzokazve kwamuri. Munoti kudiwo nekubuda kweMDC muresi. Is this a blessing in disguise to ZANU PF? Tiri kuona vamwe vanhu vakabuda vachiti taakuZANU PF ameno, muri kupaonawo sei?
come again, but
Andrew Kuti, do you think the pulling out of Vamonzora from the race, your presidential election, your Gorerino, is a blessing in disguise to ZANU PF?
Can you come again? Last part of the
Ndirikutsvaga kuti kukubuda kweMDC muresi yesarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika idzi zviri kukusiyai imi murimire papi matora vamwe vanhu here magarandi yenyu yekuhwina iri kuwedzera here kana kuti vachatorwa vese neTCCC.
It's quite unfortunate that the MDC is not a party. But somebody, it was just a faction. It was a faction, MDC, Babaka Shara, Tangra, and so on. Chaka Baja, Pauka, Baja, 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 Chavanyari na kutumavari muresi, kawe kuziwa kutuwa 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 kutuwa. Yes, wano kona kutuwa 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 kutuwa. Awa iti wangu kani wangu 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 mama chasur na wangu 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 yata ita wangu. So, adisile kutuwa 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 problem. Na kwa wangu 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 wangu. I'm glad that the total plan is zero, it's zero. So, we're not worried about it. We're not worried about it. We're not worried about it. It's just not worried about it. It's just not worried about it. I'm not worried about it.
Vasisina mutungamiri wekuvhotera, uyai uyai dzokai kumusha kuna baba chamisa, chotorawo zvakare avo vekwakasikwere, uyai uyai kumusha kuna baba chamisa, chaimo muzanu PF macho, vanhu vamunogona vakazara kumarada amunangago, imango dzedu dziya, vanhu vedu vari kutya kurohwa kana vasina kuenda kumarada ezanu PF, takangoti ngavaende ikoko, asi pakunovhota, vachapinda vachinovhotera baba chamisa. Nekuti hakuna anenge achivaona tirikufamba tichishambadza president vachitaura kuti musatyisidzirwe
nevanhu
vachitaura kuti muchaonekwa murimo hakuna
anokuona chiregai tipewo vadamba mukana vataurawo mazwi ekupedzisira tozodzoka vagambiza moonekawo vateereri davadamba pinda izvenyu mutigaga.
Kuti when they speak they must learn to speak with humility. They must learn to speak as a person who is shooting his show swords, not a person who is unshooting it because what happened at the election. Their victory is not guaranteed. Pataka umba msangana wa MPC, asina kumba msangana around the personality called the Morgan Tsvangirai. Taka buda msangana around the people of Zimbabwe, tika ata consensus.
Ita, iti, ga, nguwa hebi yagu ita.
And then number three, rega enter of tiso, election yebi ya munu ino decide on 50% plus one vote. They may have the 50%, but they are not going to vote this country. They are going to speak with humility.
Aha, thank you so much. La Gambiza, in 10 seconds, Mashoko, when you go to Zimbabwe, to only can never tell you. Thank you, gentlemen, for being on the show tonight. And this brings us to the end of our show today. Please join us again next week as we bring you more. And for now, for today, have a wonderful weekend. This is Evans Zininga, and I'm signing out. Good night, Zimbabwe.